We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, coming up at 8:25. Now, imagine for a moment, Al, that you are that you for several years had a horrible team to announce the games of.
Oh,
and then all of a sudden, finally, things started to come together, and you had a great 52-win season.
Nice.
And then you start a little slow the next year, and then the team acquired a superstar.
Yep,
Jimmy Butler. This is the life of the TV play-by-play guy of the Sixers, the amazing Mark Zumoff, who is on the line right now. Hi, Mark.
And what's up, my man?
Mark, are you having a good time this year?
I always have a good time. You know me.
No.
I mean, even when we were winning 10 games, I was having a good time.
Well, wow.
Not as much fun as this year. I mean, come on. You can't compare the two, but absolutely. The other night in Charlotte was just, it was golden. It was such a confluence of you know, the new guy and putting his imprint on the team and winning the game like that. It was absolutely terrific.
I just got to play the shot by Butler in overtime that won it. Because I jumped up, Mark. I was that excited. I jumped up.
So did I.
Yeah. Well,
so did
I know you were there. You had to. Anyway, here's the way it sounded. We actually edited this to really even make it more dramatic. Listen to Mark Zumoff.
Jimmy Butler. Can he win it here? It is Butler for the win. Yes! Butler buries the three, and the Sixers win it! Wow! Jimmy Butler, you are a 76er.
All right, now, I got to be honest with you, Mark. Al Morganti's hop skipped a beat. Al, what did you think Zumoff was going to say?
I was watching live, and I was so happy that you didn't say the man, because I was...
You remember that, right?
That's already part of sportscasting lore. I could never touch that.
All right, but wait a minute. When you did that pause after said Jimmy Butler, did you think of Chase Utley? You are the man?
No, not at all. I was fully into the moment.
All right.
And for me, it was like a coronation. Like, hey, you're not new anymore. You're a 76er. You've done something to the point now where, you know, you get the brand on your arm or whatever they do for an initiation. You know, you got the tattoo.
All right, Mark, tell me about Butler. What are you seeing so far from that kid?
I see a guy who actually, and of course he won a game, but I think a guy who, well, first of all, he plays both ends. I mean, the defensive play that he made on Kemba Walker, and I know some might say, well, you don't save it in, you know, under your own basket like that, but come on. I mean, it was an unbelievable play to keep it alive and give the Sixers possession for that last shot.
Oh.
So he plays both ends, and I'll tell you what, he's been very selfless. And I really think that he's just trying hard to blend in. He didn't take many shots last night. You know, it was Joel's show when he had the home debut. It was clearly his show, and he dropped the 28 points. And actually, I'll tell you what, in that Charlotte game before Jimmy hit the game winner, it was really Ben's game. He was honing in on a triple-double. He really played well. He was penetrating. He was setting up other guys. He was playing his usual tracking a triple-double type game. So that's been the beauty, I think, for me, is that Butler has done his best to blend in with his teammates.
You know what it is, Mark? He's perfect for this city. He plays his ass off on every play. I'm talking to Dom Herrera here, who is a very knowledgeable basketball fan, and he said to me, this kid burned two bridges before he got here. How did that happen if he plays the way he does? We don't understand it, Mark.
Well, let me say this, Ange. I don't pretend to know what happened in those situations because I wasn't there. But let me just say this. My observation of the guy has been great.
Yeah.
He's affable. I think he's really trying to blend in with his teammates. I don't think he's trying to do anything to assert himself or his ego. And I think that his work ethic, I mean, understand this. You know, we had a game Friday night where we beat Utah, and then you travel to Charlotte, and what happens is you get to bed at like 1:30, 2 o'clock, and nobody wants to greet the alarm the next day under any circumstances. And here's a guy who set his alarm, got himself to the gym, which was about a block or so away from the hotel, and put up shots. And in fact, put up shots similar to the one he hit as a game winner. So if that's not a Philly guy, I don't know what is. If that's not a 76er, I don't know what is.
He said he took 50 from that spot and just shooting around before the game. That tells you that, you know, he's prepped.
No,
he's
ready. The morning of the game.
The morning of it. He got up early to take 50 shots from
Thank
that
you.
Spot.
Exactly right.
That's phenomenal. Exactly. Mark, now here's the thing. The next question I realize is a cookie, but I got to ask it. This team better than the 52-win team of a year ago?
Well, you know, that there were two iterations of that team. There was the one post-All-Star break where they had Marco Bellinelli and Ersan Ilyasova. And those guys were two shot makers who really helped the Sixers, I think, get to the second round and get to those 52 wins. It's my sense, Ange, that as a nucleus, when you're talking about three superstars and a guy like Jimmy Butler who has a resonating effect, I think the nucleus obviously is stronger. I do think that Elton Brand's going to be pounding the pavement looking for more help. I don't know if that's going to come in post All-Star break waiver wire type stuff, if there's going to be another trade or not. You can never have too much shooting. I know they're on the lookout for that.
Corver?
Right now,
is that Corver?
They're kind of maybe. I mean, that's certainly a possibility. And then you have you know, the fact that they're kind of it's power forward by committee right now, and I know they'd like to have a guy out there who they could play 30 or 32 minutes and, you know, could stretch the floor as they do now in the NBA from that spot.
Hey, Mark, it wouldn't be me if I didn't bring up one negative. Markel Fultz. I mean, last night TJ got his minutes in the second half. Mark, where are they on this kid now? Deep down, are they going, man, there's no way. It's just not going to work here. What do you feel right now?
It's a tough one, Ange. And, you know, when you come in as a top pick, then I think not only is there pressure on him to deliver, but, you know, there's got to be pressure on the coaches and the administration to try to see what they have in him and try to make it work. But at the same time, you have to try to win games. So, you know, there's that delicate balance. I don't pretend to know what Brett Brown is thinking. I don't envy him. I know it's a difficult situation. I do hope at some point that it works out with Markel. Whether he remains with the Sixers or not, he's a delightful young man. I know he's got a lot of innate talent. And right now it's a balancing act. Yesterday, TJ got the minutes. My sense is that Brett Brown is going to weigh it from game to game and see what the situation dictates. You know, you have TJ McConnell also who's in a contract year, so there's something to be considered right there. So it's a balancing act for Brett Brown that, quite frankly, I don't envy, and we're going to have to see how it develops from game to game.
Mark, did you observe the hug that took place after the game between Allen Iverson and Jimmy Butler?
Oh, yeah. It was. I commented on the air about it, and later Jimmy revealed that, you know, Allen was his guy growing up. And I'll tell you what, now, on my podcast, Zoo's Views, I've been interviewing players with local ties like Wayne Ellington and Tyreek Evans, and all those guys grew up watching Allen and idolized him. It was like the generation of players that I interviewed who were all about Michael Jordan. Well, now a lot of them are about Allen Iverson, and Jimmy Butler is one of them. Well, and again, just cements Jimmy now being a part of the Sixers, the fact that he is hugging history post-game and, you know, showing Allen some love. I thought it was great to see.
Well, now you're missing the point on this, Mark. We have some time on our hands here at WIP, and we time the hog, and it's 24 seconds. It's 24 seconds.
We dig deep here, Mark.
It's 20.
Well, listen, you know, in the NBA, that's what you get. You get 24 seconds.
Right. And then the horn
know,
goes off.
24 seconds at a time.
Right. But, Mark.
It's all part of the process.
Because I tried to hug Nabereri. He gave me a second and a half away from you. I tried Eleanor Kerrigan, who's very attractive. She gave me 4 seconds and said enough. What, I mean, if somebody comes up to you, Mark, and well, yeah, I mean, come
how
on.
How often do you and Isla hug?
Yeah, do you hug Isla?
How long?
We hug all the time. Really? Isla's my bro, and I'll tell you what, if we didn't work together, we'd be pals off the court. We have a great time just hanging out, and we hug. I'm a hugger. That's
all right, but
who
hold
I am
on.
Anyway.
What's
I'm all about
the cutoff?
Hug.
At what point is it too long a hug?
Well, you know, I think it's a matter of personal choice, to be quite honest with you. Mark, I don't know if you could police all that kind of stuff, to be quite honest with you.
Next time I see you, I'm hugging till you tell me to stop.
Look, I'll stand there with a watch, baby. 24 seconds, you and me. I'm good. I'm good with that.
Mark,
are you good with it? That's what I want to know.
I'm not good with it. I'm bad with it. You know what? Do me one favor, Mark. The next time you see Al, give him a long one.
Okay.
He loves that kind of love. It means a lot to
him. Would he be okay with that, too?
Yeah, whatever you need. Al is there for you. Mark Zumoff, you're doing an amazing job. Thank you, my friend. Keep it going.
Appreciate you. Right before I go, shameless plug, the My Teams app. You can stream games. You can stream our channel anytime. And you get all the latest news and all our professional sports teams.
Phenomenal. Mark Zumoff, thank you, my friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.